number. I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife. Because I'm seriously in love with you, and because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. I mentioned yesterday I was exhausted. But today, as I suggested yesterday, I did go to the farmer's market this morning. And I find that a joy. It is interesting to me. 4-mile round trip. Means nothing. There's no fatigue, nothing anymore. Used to be, that was kind of like, wow. But anyway, I met a lot of people there, a lot of people with blueberries, and I'm very, very conscious of making sure that I try to get something from lots of people because I want to encourage them. I've expressed this in video form about the problem's not the customer, the problem's not the store, but the customer, or whatever it was called. But the other thing is that I get into dialogues with people because we recognize each other. So there's dialogue, and it's been remarkable. It's quite a joy. But today I got into a dialogue with one gentleman who grows his own tomatoes, and then we got in a discussion about Christ. And you know, this is not uncommon for me anymore. It happens a good bit. But the fascinating thing was he was 66, so he's a little older than I am. But he talked about how he has matured and that it wasn't the institution, but the relationship with the Lord that was important. This is his dialogue. And he told me about how, which was fascinating, that I don't remember his words, but my words are that the tithe is a fraud for today. There's no call for us to tithe to the institutional church. I don't remember exactly how he said it, but it was kind of like, wow, I'm not the only one who reached this. And we had, it was a fascinating dialogue. It really was a fascinating dialogue. In the process, I also found it was kind of a hint. You know, he emphasized Son of God and differentiated it from God the Father to the point that I don't know where he stands on Trinitarian views and things of that nature, but. And then there was one other thing that made me concerned that we might not be completely on the same page. But then, of course, I think of Romans 14 and that grace. We celebrated so many core things, and that was wonderful. And to mutually encourage was wonderful. And as I've said so often before, I would so love to do that with my own family. And, you know, it's one thing following the Romans 14 when if somebody were to have, let's say, not a full grasp of, the expression I use is the Lord Jesus Christ is the creator who ended his creation to redeem his elect. That's the expression I've been using in order to summarize things for most of the dialogues I have. And I don't know if he would quite grasp that. He might. But there's the grace, because I don't think I could have expressed that many, many years ago. But I do now. And so there's a difference between dealing with somebody who hasn't got to the point you have or has a different perspective. And there's a difference between somebody who denies obedience to Christ. And may I suggest that list includes Jim Cross, Rhonda Cranes, and Chris Bitterman. But see, reconciliation is still possible. And I'm going to pursue that. And Lord willing, one day soon, not only this man at the farmer's market, but I can celebrate, even with that license that Romans 14 gives us, to not be completely 100% on the same page, but celebrate the Lord Jesus Christ, who entered his creation to redeem his elect. I would love to do that with Jim Cross, Randy Keynes, and Chris Berman, my kids, most especially my wife, because I'm so in love with her. Dorothy Jane, I love you.